God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless. This is Scott with Mentor Me Ministries, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. We have a great show for you today, and here is our founder and president, Bobby Solomon.
Hello, friends. Hello, fatherless boys. This is Bobby Solomon. I surely hope that you're having a great day in the name and power of Jesus Christ. We want to pray for fatherless boys today for Fatherless Day. Fatherless Day is Saturday, June 20, 2026. A special day that we celebrate fatherless boys and their single mom families. We celebrate in the name of Jesus to bless them because they are special to God. And we're going to pray for some by name that are in India. And I'll explain that in a moment. But first, let's read from our Bible, Psalm 68:5. It says, "A father of the fatherless and a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation." God looks after the fatherless. They are very special to him. And he takes care of and defends the widow. They are very special to him. The family that doesn't have a man there to help them, God steps in just like a father would and a father should and helps them out. Speaking of that, how God is a father to the fatherless, regarding the fatherless boys in India that I mentioned to you, several weeks ago, and even over the last couple of months, our friends, our global friends in India, conducted some special events for fatherless boys. They brought some treats to eat. They bought a gift of a notebook and pencil for school, and they brought New Testament Bibles for the fatherless boys. They preached the gospel to them, and the fatherless boys received Jesus. Almost 300 in different groups over the last weeks and months. And I was sent personally a Bible from India with the names of fatherless boys written in that Bible. They wrote their own names and ages. And we're going to pray for them right now. This is so much joy. Would you join me in praying for these fatherless boys that have heard the gospel, that have been given Bibles, and that have received Christ? We want to pray that they grow up to be wonderful men of God in Christ in their new faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. There are many names written throughout this Bible. They wrote their names in the margins and above in the space in the headers and everything. It's so wonderful. Over the next several weeks, we're going to pray for these fatherless boys. We don't want to leave them alone. We want to ask God to please keep helping them. And I believe he will do that. So I'm going to start with these names that were written in the very beginning of the Bible, where there's some empty space before the Bible starts. And I'm going to try and pronounce these names as best as I can. And I may not be pronouncing them perfectly. I'm sure not. But I believe that God will honor our prayers. Let's pray for these fatherless boys to be men of God in Christ. Lord, please, we pray for these fatherless boys by name. B. Twajia Nayak, age 11. B. Aiyaho Nayak, age 12. M. Shandu Nayak, age 7. R. Yedukan Dak Nayak, age 9. Mahesh Nayak, age 12. Sanjeev Nayak, 13. Anji Nayak, age 15. Siva Kumaj, 9. R. Mahesh, 10. B. Amil, 14. We pray for these fatherless boys by name, Lord. They have been given your word. They have received your word into their hearts. They believe in you, Jesus, and I hope they all do. Please grow them through the salvation you've given them. Please grow them to be men of faith in Christ. And if any didn't quite get there yet to receive you, to repent and receive you as Lord and Savior, please bring them into faith with Jesus Christ. This year for Fatherless Day, which is June 20, let them know how much that Father God loves them through faith in Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Please let them know, Lord, how much you love them, that you shed your precious blood for them and then rose from the grave in 3 days, and now you're in heaven making a place for all those who will believe. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our giveaways for Fatherless Day, beginning with the Bibles. We have wonderful Bibles to give away to fatherless boys for free for Fatherless Day. No obligation. This is what we do. This is what God wants our ministry to do. We have Bibles for very young fatherless boys, even toddlers, their first Bible. Bibles for fatherless boys under 10 years old, for adolescents, for the youth and the later teenage boys. They're free for fatherless boys all the way up through age 18. If you need a free Bible for your fatherless boys, let us know. You can call 800-787-5044 or text to that number. Additionally, we have our free t-shirts, and in order to get one of these free t-shirts, your fatherless boy must answer a question, because it is based on Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. A very good Bible verse, like all Bible verses, to have in your mind and on the tip of your tongue whenever you need to say it, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. A free t-shirt. It's a wonderful t-shirt. The graphics are really neat. It's in a basketball graphic or football or baseball or soccer. You just need to say which one that you want. But the fatherless boy must let us know in his own words what that verse means to him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. And it's not hard to answer. He just needs to let us know in his own words. That's all. It could be something very simple, like the fatherless boy says, Jesus is with me when I need strength. That's all. Something like that. Okay? Or it can be that whatever comes before me, I can do it through Christ because he gives me strength. Something like that. Or it could be, when I am really sad and unhappy, I know God will strengthen me, and I can do all things that I need to do. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you have a fatherless boy in the household, only one t-shirt per household, please, and only one t-shirt per call or text. If you have a fatherless boy in the household or grandson, call or text if he wants that t-shirt, and it will be free for him, and he can have the Bible too if he needs one. Call or text 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Thank you, Lord. Praise Jesus. Thank you for your word. Amen. Amen. We have a couple of wonderful testimonies to share. The first one is from a single mom, widow, grandmother, who has raised several fatherless children, who has daughters that have had fatherless children. Their testimonies are absolutely wonderful. And this one is from the grandmother. I'm going to change the names to keep their privacy, but I want to read to you something that this grandmother wrote to me recently, a few days ago, And I asked her if I could share it, and she said yes. It starts like this. It's a simple text, and I know who this person is, and we pray for their family, and they pray for us. It starts, praying and continue praying for our fatherless boys and single moms and grandmas. Sister Anna, that's the grandma. Even though my grandsons, Stephen and Bill, their mom is here with us, they don't have the mother-son's relationship. The mother God made her to be, she'd rather be a friend to them. I had to step in 26 and 15 years ago as a mother and grandma to my boys. Aaron's mom, Sally, came back into her son's life, and her husband is a big help. They just call each other homie. The father doesn't contact Aaron, just his brothers on Facebook every now and then. His grandparents do want to see him. Grandpa lives in the area of our community, and grandma is in the northern part of the state. Aaron, I raised him from 5 years old to 18. Thank you, Brother Bobby, Oscar, and Mentor Me Ministries and Prayer Warriors for your prayers. It was hard, but through Christ, I made it and will be teaching my grandsons about the Lord. This is a wonderful testimony, and we first met Grandma Anna. That's not her real name, remember. I've changed the names for privacy. During the pandemic, and we've known her about 4 years now. They're a wonderful family that this grandmother has raised her daughter's children and the grandchildren and has kept the faith through many, many hard times, difficult times, because she always goes to church, she praises the Lord, she prays, and she calls on the name of Jesus, and her family is getting better. They're getting saved. Some of them are saved. Most of them may not, but they're coming to Christ. They're getting better, and they're getting more healthy. It's a wonderful thing to read her texts, to pray for her and her family. Praise God. Next week, we will share another testimony with you, so we have ample time as we are coming to the conclusion of this radio show today. Remember, Fatherless Day is June 20 this year, 2026. It's on Saturday, the day before Father's Day, a special day to bless fatherless boys and their single mom families to the glory of God, because they cannot celebrate Father's Day, which is the next day, Sunday, because the father is not in the household. So let's pray for them to have a blessed fatherless day. And whatever you can do, my Christian brothers, to mentor fatherless boys and the sisters in the church to help the entire fatherless boy family, please do that for Fatherless Day. In Jesus' name and power, amen. Thank you for listening today. This has been Mentor Me Talk, presented by Mentor Me Ministries. I am Bobby Solomon, founder president under Jesus of Mentor Me Ministries, mentorme.org, mentorme.org. God bless all of you. Our phone number, so you can write it down to call or text, 800-787-5044.